is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck.
Good morning and welcome to the Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil De Silva. It's Monday, it's the 6th of January 2020. It's the first show of the year and indeed the first show of the decade too. I hope you're well. I hope you all had a great Christmas and a great new year. You've all had a great weekend and you're looking forward to the first full week of January ahead. On today's show, we have got some really interesting information to give you today. In a moment, I'm going to be talking about New Year health tips. So this is the time of year where everyone jumps on the bandwagon. Everyone wants to lose weight, get healthier, go down the gym, set their New Year's resolutions. And by the end of January, most of them have either been broken or they've fallen by the wayside. So I'm going to give you some really simple, useful health tips that you can include in your day-to-day routine that you can sustain, not just for January, but actually throughout the whole year, and indeed, if you try, for the rest of your life. I'll also, towards the end of the show, be talking about vitamin E. On previous shows, we've covered A, B, C, and D, and today we have the turn of vitamin E. And in the middle, our guest interview today is with Sonia Okabule. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning.
It's great to have you on the show this morning.
It's great to be here.
And Sonia runs a business called Sonia's Healthy Kitchen. And in about 20 minutes, we'll be finding out more about what Sonia does and how she may be able to help you. Okay, so before we kick the show off properly, a quick disclaimer. The purpose of the Health Matters radio show is to provide you with competent information on the subject matters that we cover to help educate and inform you in ways that you could improve your own health. But this is on the understanding that I'm not engaged in providing medical advice, and the content in the show should not be treated as a substitute for such. If you have any concerns about your health, or you require medical or other expert assistance, please speak to a suitably qualified healthcare professional, which in many cases can be obtained by dialing 111 or speaking with your local pharmacist first. All the content is provided for general information only, and I encourage you to do your own research. And the show is based on my knowledge, my research, my experience, and often my opinion. And as such, I disclaim any liability that is incurred from the use of or application of the content of the show. So, New Year's resolutions. How many of you have actually made resolutions over the Christmas period that from the 1st of January, you are going to fill in the blank, lose some weight, go down the gym, whatever it might be, stop smoking, cut down the alcohol, go vegan for a month, whatever it might be. And we're on the 6th of January now, and how many of you have actually broken those New Year's resolutions? The way to make sustainable changes is not necessarily to set New Year's resolutions, but it's to have the resolve to make small changes, but do them on a consistent basis. The bigger the goal we set, or perhaps the more unrealistic the goal we set, the more chance there is that we set ourselves up for failure. Now, many of you would have heard about SMART goals, so goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-framed. We use them a lot in business. They can also be used for your health goals as well. So set specific and achievable goals. They don't have to be huge ones. You know, if you're drinking for example, a glass of wine every night, then maybe drink a glass of wine every other night. These small changes are sustainable. They will make a difference to your health. And once you get in the habit of these habit changes, then you can build on that to create bigger and better goals as you go on. So the start of 2020, new year, new changes, new you. I'm going to give you some really, really simple tips that you might want to take on board. Even if you only take on one, then your health may improve for the better. But hopefully there's more in here that you'll take on board and it will help you to make 2020 your healthiest year so far. So my first tip is to focus on improving your health, not just about losing weight, okay? So if you're carrying too much weight, as many people are, focus on improving your health and the weight loss will happen. Focus on just losing weight and you could damage your health, okay? So ignore all the media, ignore all the magazines with the stick thin models, okay? Focus on you, okay? Get your health better. And your health also includes things like energy and sleep quality, and also mindfulness and your own mental well-being. It's not just about how much you weigh when you jump on the scales. There's a lot more to being healthy than the number that you see when you get on the scales. Be kind to yourself. Many of us have gone through a period of indulging over the Christmas and New Year period, and that can lead to a spiral of guilt and self-hate, and that's not a good thing. So don't be hard on yourself. Don't punish yourself with a strict diet or a really harsh exercise regime, because it's not sustainable and it will just lead you back to where you were. And it will lead to, like I say, potentially damaging your health as well. So start slowly, add in gentle exercise, maybe decrease your portion size a little bit, cut out sugar, start with doing exercise maybe 10 minutes a day and build up from there. Walking is a really good place to start. Going out for a 10 or 15 minute walk every single day will get you in the habit of exercise, and from there you can build on it. Try to get as much of your diet, as much of your nutrition as possible from unprocessed foods. Okay, so many of us know that we've been recommended to at least eat at least 5 portions of different fruit and veg a day. If you're not a vegetarian, you'd also want to get your nutrients from unprocessed meat, from fish, from poultry, from eggs. Essentially, unprocessed means food that hasn't been cooked or pre-prepared or altered in any way before you buy it. So think back 10,000 years, the sorts of things we were eating, the vegetables that we grew, the fruit that we picked off of trees, the animals we hunted, the fish that we fished from, the nuts, the seeds, the berries, natural food. That's what the human body is designed to run on. If you fuel your body with natural, unprocessed foods, your health and your overall well-being will improve. And if you do plan to diet, excuse me, and many of you will know that I'm really against the fad dieting, but if you do plan to diet, really avoid those fad diets that are out there, okay? So if you're going to diet, don't do a diet that you've done in the past, because if you're doing it again, it clearly didn't work first time round, okay? If you want different or better results, you have to try different or better approaches, okay? If you're going back and doing the same diet you did in January 2019, because you're back where you were in January 2019, guess what? It didn't work. And I think it's Albert Einstein that's widely credited as saying that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results, okay? So don't go back and do the same one that you did last year or the year before, because clearly it didn't work. Try to eat as much home-cooked food as possible and plan ahead. Obviously, if you cook food yourself from natural whole ingredients, you know what's in it. It hasn't been pre-prepared for you by food companies. And lots of those pre-prepared foods will have lots of salt, lots of fat, lots of sugar added to them as well. Try to avoid these processed meals. Try to avoid ready meals, processed meats as well. Also things like crisps and cookies and cakes and biscuits, not really nice things that we like, but are actually pretty damaging to our health. And try to avoid bread as well, particularly white bread. White bread is really bad for the body and acts on the body like pure sugar. And remember that a healthy body begins in your kitchen. It doesn't begin down the gym. You can't out-exercise a bad diet. Okay, so meal prep is the key. If you meal prep, if you prepare your meals and your snacks in advance, you'll make sure you've got the right portion sizes for when you want to eat them, and you won't get caught up in the moment with putting food together and over consuming. Try to eat a variety of foods. So with the exception of breast milk, no single food contains all the nutrients that we need for us to function and work at our best. So therefore, our diets must include a wide variety of fresh and nutritious foods to keep us going. So our staple foods include things like legumes, so lentils and beans and things like that, fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, and also, like I say, if you're not a vegetarian, foods from animal sources, so unprocessed, good quality meat, fish, eggs and milk and so on. If you do eat grains, try to go whole grain where possible. Again, if you like bread, whole grain bread is much better for you than brown bread and certainly than white bread. And if you want a snack, then snack on raw vegetables, unsalted nuts, fresh fruit. Try to avoid the foods that come in packages that are maybe high in fat, high in salt or high in sugar. On the subject of salt, be careful of salt. Too much salt is bad for your health. It can raise your blood pressure, which then leads on to risks of cardiovascular diseases and strokes. It's recommended that we don't consume more than 6 grams of salt in a day. And most people do consume much more than that, which leads to obviously these health issues. And even if you don't add salt to your food, you could still be eating too much, because about 3/4 of the salt that we consume is already in the food that we buy. So again, learn to read food labels, look at the amount of salt that is in the food that you're about to eat, and be very cautious of the amount of salt that you do consume. Try to cut back on saturated fats. Saturated fats not particularly good for you, so these are generally animal-based fats. There is some evidence that it contributes to health issues, including heart disease. And you'll find saturated fats in animal sources, obviously fatty meats, but also things like cheeses, cakes, biscuits, sausages, cream, butter, and many pies as well. And try to opt for healthy, unsaturated fats, like vegetable oils, oily fish, avocados, and so on. On the subject of sugar, try to cut down your sugar, try to cut down the fizzy drinks, try to cut down the processed snacks that you have, maybe the chocolate, the cakes, the biscuits, the pastries. All those contain lots of added sugar. And again, start to read food labels, look at the amount of sugar that's hidden in the foods that you eat. Even in foods that perhaps you weren't aware have a high amount of sugar, they do have a high amount of sugar. And we've covered fizzy drinks on the show in the past. You know, a single can of sugared fizzy drink can contain up to 10 teaspoons of sugar, which is really scary. But switching to artificially sweetened products is no healthier for you. There's no sugar and no calories, but actually artificial sweeteners can cause a lot of damage to the body. If you're not a vegetarian or you're not a vegan and you do enjoy your meat, I'd encourage you to eat more vegetables. Maybe not go vegetarian completely, excuse me, but to maybe just to cut down the amount of meat that you eat and switch to more plant-based foods, because plant foods are lower in calories, they are lower in saturated fat, they're higher in fiber, and they can contain as much, if not more, protein than meat-based sources. So try to get a little bit more vegetables in your diet. Stay hydrated, drink lots of water. The average person needs between 2 and 3 litres of water a day. It's good for your health for so many reasons, and I have covered that on previous shows. And try to cut down on maybe the caffeinated drinks, and as I've mentioned already, the sugary drinks, the fizzy drinks as well. We've come to the end of Christmas and the end of the new year. If you've got anything in your cupboards, your kitchen cupboards or your fridge, any Christmas foods, any leftover cakes or biscuits or trifle or chocolate, to avoid temptation, get rid of them. What you do with them is your choice. Some people give them to friends or family or colleagues. Some people donate them. Some people just simply throw them out. But if they're in your kitchen, the temptation is that you will eat them. So get rid of them. Moderate your alcohol. Whether you do a dry January or not, try to cut down your alcohol consumption and maybe try to not drink during the week and leave drinking to the weekend. But even when you do drink at weekends, control your consumption. Don't binge drink, okay? Alcohol is not part of a healthy diet, okay? Drinking too much, too often does increase health risks. It can cause low risks of injury as well, but also in terms of long-term liver damage, cancer, heart disease, you know, mental health issues, relationship issues, family issues. There's so many reasons to moderate and control your alcohol consumption. And the World Health Organization has advised that there's no safe level of alcohol consumption, okay? So keep it to a minimum and keep it under control. We're almost done. Get active, okay? It doesn't mean going down the gym for 2 or 3 hours a day, but just do more activity in your life. So that might simply be going out for a walk. It might be parking your car the furthest away from the shop and walking a bit more. If you get a bus, it might be getting off the bus one stop earlier or one stop later and walking to your workplace or walking to home. Just try to get more active and try to make little steps in increasing the amount of activity that you have in your day-to-day routine. And do simple workouts at home. Do some press-ups, do some lunges, do some sit-ups. 45 seconds each time, you know, 15 seconds rest between exercises. 5 or 10 minutes a day, that's all you need to get in the habit. And this is the important thing, the habit of being more active. If you do it every day, if you do 5 minutes a day, then you'll get in the habit of being more active on a daily basis and you can build from there. So lots of tips there, a lot of information I appreciate, but there's some really good information in there that hopefully if you put one or two of those or even more into place, you may well enjoy a healthier 2020. So after the break, we are going to go on to our guest interview with Sonia. But to take us there is a great song from about 12 years ago. It's The Fray and How to Save a Life.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window.
listening to the Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil De Silva. A quick reminder of the show's social media feeds on Twitter. It's at Health Radio Show. On Facebook, go to Facebook, search the Health Matters Radio Show, and you can follow the show's Facebook page. You can listen again to this show and all previous show either on iTunes. I have a podcast, so go to iTunes and type into the search bar the Health Matters Radio Show, and you can subscribe to the podcast, and all previous 81 shows are on there as well. Or alternatively, you can go to the media page of my website, which is www.i-nutrition.co.uk. And you can also make contact with me through the website as well. If there's anything you'd like to talk about health-wise or weight-wise or diabetes-wise away from social media, drop me an email via my website. So on to our guest interview of today. As I mentioned, we've got Sonia from Sonia's Healthy Kitchen. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning.
It's great to have you on the show this morning.
I'm really excited today.
And the timing's perfect. As a, you know, we spoke about dieting and Absolutely. People's New Year's resolutions to sort of, you know, have a healthier diet, to lose some weight, whatever it might be. And like I say, the timing for you is perfect coming into the new year in January period. So it's great to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Let's start with your background. Before we talk about what you do now, give us some idea of your background before you got into your current business.
Well, I started off basically going to uni and just studying social studies under education. Graduated from uni, went into IT, as in back in the 90s when IT was coming up. So worked my way up from the factory floor right up to IT consultant. I was right there in the millennium.
When
How I became an IT consultant. So I was there updating all the equipment, making sure, Y2K, making sure everything worked.
Well, that takes me back.
All right. we're telling our age a bit there. And then when I got married, I now went into teaching IT because obviously with kids.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's how it, but from there to where I am now, it's my personal struggle and my personal experience with weight loss. And, you know, just because when I had my kids, I had postnatal depression. I come from a family that has diabetes. So it was just so many things that were going on. And I just needed to get to that stage where I helped myself first. And I needed to educate myself because nothing was working.
So up to the point, so when you were a consultant and when you were teaching IT, the health potentially, or your health wasn't great.
It was fine up till when I had kids.
Right, and that's when it all changed.
Yeah, when it all changed because your body changes, and that's when I became pre-diabetic as well, and I had anemic. And it was just so many different issues, health issues that not only that, not emotional issues as well. You know, you emotionally eat, become when you're depressed. And it was just so many things that I just needed to sort out, and it took me years.
And it's quite a vicious cycle, isn't it?
It is. It is every single year, just around about now.
Yeah.
You know, you make that promise, the weight.
So where were you size-wise?
Oh, 20, size 20.
Wow.
That's about 85 kilos, kilograms, thereabouts.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that is in pounds, but...
Quite a lot.
It is. Way too much.
And like I say, you go through this vicious cycle. The more you feel bad about yourself, the more you eat, the more eat, the more weight you put
absolutely.
On. And
absolutely.
Breaking that cycle is incredibly hard, isn't it?
It was. And being when you have postnatal depression as well, it's kind of hard because you're not naturally a depressed person. You've just suddenly become one, and you're hiding away from everyone else. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's just a vicious circle.
So you're now at a point, you've had your children.
Yep.
You put on the weight. You've got emotional eating issues. You've got snacking issues. You've got potential health issues as you get older. How did you take control of that situation? What did you do?
Well, the first thing I did when I found out trying to lose weight with using all these fabby diets and pills and didn't work for me,
yeah.
I decided, okay,
all the quick fixes.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, I've been there. Don't even ask me how much I spent on that or
yeah.
But yeah, so it just got to a point. I just thought, look, this is not working for me. It's just going round, and I now signed up for a weight loss program at our local leisure center, and that's been run by the council at the moment, and they offer a nutrition education as well as weight loss, and that just changed my life. It just set me on the path, and I begin to recognize where it was I was going wrong all this time. But knowledge about how to use, I didn't even need any fabby diet to lose weight. And the moment my mindset changed from, oh, I'm going on a diet to lose weight, to I need to take care of myself and my health and my well-being, the weight just fell off. I didn't even notice. The only time I noticed that I lost weight was I got a job, but I went back full time after my kids were old enough, you know, to be at home by themselves. And I had to go and buy some clothes. And I realized I was actually a size 12. Wow. I headed straight off to the size 18 and 16.
Wow.
Because I didn't buy any clothes for myself. I never used to go out, locked myself at home. You know, it's just, it was just that. So it was just that, oh, actually, I've lost weight. So, yeah. So what the minute the mindset shifts from.
And so many people focus on. Losing weight.
Absolutely.
At any cost, often.
Absolutely.
They will do silly things or spend huge amounts of money. They'll want a quick fix. You know, maybe it's taken them 5, 10, 20 years to get to where they are. They want to lose it all in 3 weeks. There are some diet plans out there where you can lose weight incredibly quickly, but it comes at a cost.
It makes me sad, yeah.
It's not a long-term solution.
I must I hold my hand up. I did... You know, I was at that point, which is why I decided to do something about it and help others and educate them that, look, you don't need these. Just eat healthier. And besides, when you lose the weight, maintain it is a whole different ballgame. And it's for life.
We were talking before the show about the psychological issues. And challenges around losing weight sustainably. It's not just about what you eat.
No.
It is. It starts with what goes on between, you know, between your ears as well.
So
you've gone through this journey. And actually, that's a very common theme. I think I've covered it on previous shows where pretty much all my guests have been through something. They've been through something. They've experienced a bad situation. They've dealt with the situation. They've come out the other end. And now their business is about helping people who are also going through what they once went through. So you went through this stage where obviously you were focusing on improving your own health. You obviously lost weight as a result. Arguably, you would have reduced the risk of things like diabetes, certainly as you got older, by having a healthy diet. What was that step that took you from just dealing with yourself to then thinking, actually, this might be a business I could help other people with?
It's funny you should ask, because like I said, I was focusing on getting myself to that stage. I had no plans of turning into a business, not at all. But it was just at the stage when I started posting the recipes I was coming up with, because I stopped going to the gym. I stopped, you know, dieting. So I just decided to study. Because I studied for nutrition certification, and it was teaching about healthy eating. So I started developing recipes, posting it, and then people were like, oh, how did you? And then I was posting progress pictures for myself to encourage myself. And it, apparently it was helping others as well. And they kept encouraging me like, oh, why don't you hold a group? Why don't you hold a class? You know, what did you do? Could you help us? I need help. So then I decided, there actually are people out there. I just thought it was me just going through, you know, that. So that's when I decided it might be a valuable thing to help others.
So your business is Sonia's Healthy Kitchen. So in what ways does your business help people?
Right. So what I try to do is I offer healthy eating and nutrition coaching. So we try to stem people away from dieting and weight loss and refocus their mind on eating healthy. Because if you're eating healthy anyway, you've cut the calories.
Yep.
And the weight will drop off. But you've got the knowledge to help you maintain that weight, because that's the thing that I'm concerned about. Because when you lose your weight so fast, either on pills or doing shakes or doing a particular diet, where do you go after that? And that is the thing most people were concerned about, because they don't know what else to cook and how do they get their family on to eating healthier without them going on a diet. Not everybody wants to go on a diet. Not everybody needs to go on a diet, but they do need to eat healthier. Because what if you've just been diagnosed with diabetes? Like I said, I'm from a family.
Yeah.
My mom, my sister would have been diagnosed.
Yeah.
But it's the education, just to let you know that you can eat healthier and it definitely has an impact on your health and your well-being. And you can help your family because you're the role model as well. So your family sees you eating healthy, they will eat healthy as
definitely,
well.
Yeah.
And you're helping them in the long run.
And it is interesting because, you know, we know we have an obesity crisis, particularly in the Western world.
Yeah.
I think in America, it's estimated 1 in 2 are obese. In this country, 1 in 3 people, potentially more, are obese as well. But we have a health crisis.
Yes.
When you actually look back, even 100 years or so ago, as human beings, we died of communicable diseases. If we didn't die of old age, we would catch something. We would catch tuberculosis or pneumonia, and that would be our end.
Yes.
These days, we don't so much die of communicable diseases, we die of non-communicable diseases. So we die from the stuff that we impose upon ourselves. We die of stroke or heart disease or diabetes-related conditions, and all these things that are internal things that we don't catch from other people is what ultimately ends, that becomes our end.
It is scary, isn't it?
And it is about what we eat and what we drink to and our environment as well. But it is about what we eat and what we drink, because that has the biggest influence on our health.
Yeah. I mean, why wait till you get diagnosed? I read somewhere they said we actually should all be eating as if we're pre-diagnosed or something.
Yeah.
So you should actually change your diet, you know, because this is the one life you have. And if you're not taking care, you can't see what's going on the inside of you. So
yeah, prevention is definitely better than
definitely,
cure.
Definitely.
You know, I mean, as you may know, my specialism is type 2 diabetes.
Absolutely.
And I see the results of people with type 2. And, you know, it's so much harder to turn that around than it is to not be in that situation in the first place.
It is, yeah.
And again, another non-communicable disease that eventually results in premature death.
Yeah, and this is my point as well, because kids nowadays are being diagnosed with these diseases that were, like you said, were probably diagnosed later on. Kids with kidney stones and, you know, diabetes or even hypertension and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
It's very sad. It's very sad. And the cycle needs to be broken somewhere. And that's obviously where the hard work comes in.
Yeah.
So can you talk about, you know, obviously don't mention people specifically unless they're giving you permission to do so, but any particular successes that you've had with any of your clients?
Well, obviously, apart from my personal experience, there was someone close to me who was diagnosed with cancer of the throat. And they had to change their diet for 3 weeks just to avoid being going under the knife, you know, getting an operation and being on tablets for life. So they did manage to do it. So it does work when you change your diet and you plan your diet so that it attacks. Because all these foods are actually built with such nutrients that they take care of us. So they take care of any diseases or your body that it might be coming up on, that they will help heal your body. And we have seen proofs of this, you know, because it's also the way when you're diagnosed with a particular lifestyle disease, they ask you to stay away from certain food.
Yeah.
So if that can happen, then certain foods will help you, you know. Get your
natural foods, unprocessed,
exactly.
plant-based foods.
Plant-based is very good.
There's a very good program on Netflix, and I'm not gonna promote it, but it's called Game Changers, and it just, you know, it's a little bit preachy in my opinion about vegetable-based diets, but there's lots of really good information in there about meat-based versus plant-based.
Yeah,
and you know, I covered it in my piece about eating more plants, more vegetables, more fruits, more natural foods. You know, all the things you need to stay function. Mm. Healthily, are kind of packaged for us by nature. Yeah. And then what do? We go to the supermarkets and we go and buy a packet of whatever it is that's high in salt, high in sugar, high in fat, and low in nutrients. And then we wonder why our bodies don't function properly.
Yeah.
And obviously sugar is the big issue as well.
That's a
discussion for a different day.
It is. Don't even get me started.
So it sounds like a really exciting time for you. Obviously, you've got your business started now. We are literally at the start of a whole new year, a whole new decade as well. Where do you see your business going over the next year, throughout 2020?
Well, it's good you ask that, because I am trying to make people aware and educate them that you can, to eat healthy, you don't have to, you don't have to be chefy, you don't have to, buy expensive equipment or food. It's everyday food, it's everyday, even if it's just upgrading your meals, your favorite meals. There's simple ways you can just upgrade them to get the nutrients that you need. And our body needs these nutrients every day to keep us healthy and, to give us energy.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to get through them, also through the kids as well, teaching them how to cook, because when they understand where food comes from. So the cooking classes talks about nutrition. So not just showing them, okay, we're going to cook a pizza today. The options, so they know they have the options to make their pizza healthier.
Mm.
So you can still have pizza, but there's a way to make it healthier. So what do you need to put this on? Mm. What food group is this? So just the basics. And that's all you need, actually, to start and start thinking about, how am I going to maintain, my health with this?
Mm.
And just because food is a healer and it nourishes the body. So I think healthy eating is for everybody, no matter what age you are. So whether you're 5, whether you're 25, you're 65, food is a healer, and you need to understand how you can use it to nourish your body.
Yeah. I mean, the body is simply a machine, isn't it?
It is.
And like any machine, it runs best on good fuel. It will run on bad quality fuel, but it won't run particularly well.
Yeah.
And I think, as we've already said, focusing on being healthy, more than anything else, improve your health, and the rest of the things tend to fall into place. And that begins with your mindset, arguably, but also what you put in your mouth in terms of what you eat and what you drink. And it's amazing, certainly as I talk to people, how little people know about nutrition and how they are educated or miseducated by food companies, by well-intentioned government organisations in some cases, who are, I would argue, 10, 20 years behind the curve. And you can see how people really don't know where to turn and are looking for solutions.
I mean, because to be honest, the companies, they're all about profit.
Oh, it's about, profit and shareholders.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yes.
They're not really about the person out there. So, but you need to give people the knowledge to be able to make that informed choice themselves.
Yeah.
And the way our kids are going, the generation coming up, and the way the world is going as well, things are getting faster and faster.
Mm.
And the kids need to understand as well that, nutrition is a very important part of life. Because like I said, kids are getting kidney stones. Kidney stones were,
And type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, I think type 2 diabetes.
There was a case recently of a three-year-old that's got type 2. And it's crazy, because type 2 used to be the middle-aged person's disease in your 40s and 50s.
Yeah, so kids are getting depressed, they're stressed, and all this could be tied to their diet And the same way that it's causing these symptoms, it could also, help.
alleviate them.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
And prevent them in the first
place
as well.
Exactly, prevention. Is the key here.
Brilliant. So who are you looking for? Who would be your ideal client, Sonia?
I think at this stage, because the business is just up and coming, mm-hmm. it's mainly the parents.
Okay.
Even though I do run some healthy cooking classes for the kids, at the end of the day, it's the parents who are doing the shopping. They're going to be cooking. So even if the kid says, I want an apple, if the parents hasn't been used to buying an apple, you know, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So trying to educate the kid, adults as well, that, you know, so it's not just the parent, it's also the adults as well, but trying to bring the kids into it or getting through the parent through that way, and just educate them about how to use nourishment and food to improve their life, because it's for life, really. It's a lifestyle. It's not a quick fix.
Absolutely. So if people want to make contact with you, what's your preferred method of communication?
Well, they could contact me on my Facebook page, where it is on Cooking Classes Kent,
mm-hmm.
and I'm also on Instagram as well.
Yep.
And Sonia Kubele. So just look me up and give me a bell, give me a message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Come talk to me, because we've got classes running all through the year for adults and for the children during the school holidays. So it's, just come talk to me, even if it's just a question. Brilliant. About your kid, if you're worried about it. But it's not to replace medical information.
No, absolutely right. Absolutely.
So if you you feel your child, you know, there's a, please do go to your doctor.
Yeah.
But this is just to show you practical ways, everyday ways, simple mm-hmm. things that you could do to improve, their health and well-being.
Brilliant. And what I do for you as well is, when I do the post promotion for today's show, I will put your links up. I'll put your Facebook link.
Thank you.
Into the social media feeds as well, so people can make contact with you through there as well. But it's been brilliant to have you on the show.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I wish you the very best for your year ahead. It sounds like you're going to have an exciting year.
Yes, absolutely. Things are really moving up now. So.
And it's about getting out there and trying to educate people that there are other options, and that they can take that control in their life.
That is the main thing. They can take that control.
And they can be healthier.
Yep.
Yeah. Super. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you very much.
So after the break, we are going to have a chat about vitamin E.
Try to keep you close to me, but life got in between. Tried to square, not be in there, but said that I should have been. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back. Once upon a different life, we rub our bikes into the sky.
Stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river.
let us hold each other.
Lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander? Let us hold each other. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so high. Stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river, hold back. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so high. Stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river, oh. Lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander? Let us hold each other. Lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander? Let us hold each other.
You're listening to the Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil De Silva. A quick reminder of the show's social media feeds. On Twitter, it's at Health Radio Show. On Facebook, search The Health Matters Radio Show and you can like the show's Facebook page. You can listen again to this show on the media page of my website, which is www.i-nutrition.co.uk. Or you can actually go to iTunes and you can go to the show's podcast. Go to iTunes, search The Health Matters Radio Show and you can listen to the show again there. And you can subscribe there for all regular updates. So on previous shows, previous four or five shows, I've covered major vitamin groups. Okay, so vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D was the last show, and vitamin K will be on next week's show. So today we're going to cover vitamin E. Now, most people have heard of the vitamin groups. I'd argue most people have probably heard of certainly B and C. But they don't really know what they are, what they do, how they help your body to stay healthy, and how they can get them in their diet. So vitamin E, like other vitamins, are naturally occurring substances that are found in some foods. In some cases, it's added to foods, foods that can be fortified with vitamin E. And like other vitamins as well, you can take them as a standalone dietary supplement. And unless you've got a medical reason to do so, I would suggest that's not a great supplement to take, but we'll come on to that in a moment. So vitamin E is the collective name for a group of these fat-soluble compounds that have antioxidant properties. So I covered antioxidants on previous shows, so please look back on previous shows for the topic. But antioxidants basically help to slow down the process that damages cells. Okay, so antioxidants are really important. We don't make them as human beings. We can't make them. We need to get them from our food. And there are more antioxidants in natural food sources. There's a theme going on here, actually. There's more antioxidants in natural food sources than there are from processed food sources. And I mentioned about fat soluble as well. Fat soluble means that you need to take or have the presence of fat in your diet at the time you take them for them to be absorbed. So B and C are water soluble, so you can take them with a glass of water any time of the day. But A, D, E, and K are fat soluble, so they need the presence of fat to be absorbed by the body. Now, vitamin E has several important functions, and amongst these included, it's good for your skin, so it helps to maintain a healthy skin. It's good for your eyes as well, and it's particularly good for your immune system, and it also helps for the proper function of many of the organs in the body. So it's a really important vitamin, as are all the other five as well. In terms of where we get vitamin E, now this is quite limited. Now lots of vitamins are available in multitudes across lots of different food types, and vitamin E is a little bit more harder to get. The richest sources of vitamin E are things like plant oils, so soy oils, corn oil, olive oils. But in terms of food, you can get vitamin E in abundance in things like nuts and seeds and wheat germ. So if you've got a reasonably varied diet of whole natural foods, generally speaking, you'll get enough vitamin E in your diet. And in terms of how much you need, well, around 4 milligrams a day is ideal for men, and around 3 milligrams a day is ideal for women. But as I mentioned, if you've got a good quality, varied natural diet that's limited or excludes lots of processed foods, so you're eating lots of fruit and vegetables and nuts and seeds and what have you, then generally speaking, you'll get all the vitamin E that you need from your daily diet. But as I mentioned, it's a fat-soluble vitamin. So fat-soluble essentially means that your body doesn't excrete it. So vitamin B, vitamin C, if you take too much, you will just pee it out. But A, D, E and K are fat-soluble, which means your body will store them as well. So you don't need vitamin E in copious amounts on a daily basis, because your body will store what it doesn't need, and it will tap into those stores on days when perhaps your vitamin E consumption is not as high as it should be. If you take too much vitamin E, well, there's not a lot of evidence to support what would happen if you take high doses of vitamin E. But again, like the other vitamin groups, it's not recommended that you take exorbitantly high amounts, because there's not a lot of research as to the damage it can do, particularly in the long term. And indeed, when we covered vitamin C in the past, there's every evidence that suggests that if you take vitamin C while you've got a cold, it can help to reduce the severity and the duration of the cold, but it won't stop you getting a cold in the first place. Okay, so don't go bonkers with any vitamin supplement. If you're in any doubt, talk to your doctor, talk to a healthcare specialist. And I would say that if you're on medication as well, or if you have any underlying health issues, please speak to your doctor before you take any supplementation of any kind. But general advice, well, you know, you can get, as I say, vitamin E by eating a varied and balanced diet. And if you are taking vitamin E supplements, do it only under professional advice. And if you're unsure, have a chat with your doctor or your healthcare professional first. So there you go. The end of another show. The end of the first show of 2020. We've had a great chat with Sonia. And again, thank you for coming on the show today, Sonia.
Thank you, Neil.
And we've given you lots of health tips. Sonia's given you lots of information. I've given you lots of information about how your 2020 could be your healthiest year so far. And we've also learned a bit about vitamin E as well. Now, if you'd like to come on the show, if your business is in the health and wellbeing arena, and you'd like to come on the show as Sonia has done today, and just have a chat about how you got into doing what you do, what your business does, how you can help people, use it for a little bit of self-promotion as well, then please make contact with me via my website, and we will see about getting you on the show as a future guest. So a quick reminder of my website before we close. It's www.i-nutrition.co.uk. Please feel free to make contact with me away from social media if that's what you want to do, if you have any health issues, weight issues or type 2 diabetes related issues. And if you've got any questions in the meantime, you can drop a question via the show's Facebook page or via Twitter, and I will get back to you. And if there's any particular topics you want me to cover for future shows, then drop me a line and I'll see about covering those topics for you in the future. So after the last song, we have the Channel Radio News and Weather. But until the same time next week, have a great week ahead. Stay happy, stay healthy, and I will catch you next Monday.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent. Traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you could lend a hand in return for.